Hamburger, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
What kind of hamburger?
Cheeseburgers.
No. Where'd you get them? McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, where?
Big Kahuna Burger.
Big Kahuna Burger. That's that Hawaiian burger joint. I hear they got some tasty burgers. I ain't never had one myself. How are they?
Good.
You mind if I try one of yours?
Two men, two burgers, some beer. It's the Montreal Burger Report with Ed Hocko,
also known as Blork,
and Chris Zeke Hand.
Good day and welcome to part two of the fifth episode of the Montreal Burger Report. In this episode, Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Hand start at the Burgundy Line where they talk to Toby, one of the owners, about his burgers before crossing the street to order a cheeseburger with bacon, that's Blork, and two number sixes, Zeke, at the Delilah Burger, a.k.a. Chez Meloche, located at 2523 Notre Dame West. Delilah's phone number is 514-934-0818, and they are open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. until about 9:30 p.m. This location is one of six or so outlets in a variety of working-class neighborhoods in Montreal. The Montreal Burger Report is a radio show, podcast, blog, something or other, whereupon Blork and Zeke go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and in very generalized terms, try to inform you about the wide and wonderful world of burgers in Montreal.
That was the owner? We met the owner?
We wanted to know what the hell we were recording here.
But you can't blame him. Although, you gotta, you know, a couple of guys come in and start recording, obviously, a conversation at the bar. I mean, it'd be one thing if we were, like, sticking our mic in people's faces and asking opinions, but clearly, we're just, like, having, you know, we're doing an interview, you know? Man. But, I mean, I gotta say, if I was a bar owner, I would at least be curious enough to come over and ask as well.
That's what we do while we're waiting for the bill, see if we can get Toby back.
Toby, that's the owner?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Discourage me. Given that we are doing the Montreal Burger Report, would you mind if I asked you and reported why we should come to have a burger here? Okay. You're on.
What we do here, we do something a little differently than any other burger. We get our beef. It's Highland beef.
Highland beef.
From it's originally a Scottish beef.
Okay.
It's the farm we use is called Maple Lee Farms. It's mm-hmm. in Bolton, just in the eastern townships here. It's a different kind of cow. It's a leaner cow. It was originally it would be a mountainous living in the highlands of Scotland, less more exercise, more of a leaner, free-ranging cow. And to this day, obviously, that it maintains the same sort of same makeup. And thusly, it's a leaner, more I find it more flavorful, but a leaner beef. Even if you cook it well done, it still has a little pink hue to it. It'll never come out, you know, dark and like your regular beef.
Okay.
Could I ask if you would, by request, to cook it medium or even rare?
We do, if it's requested, cook it rare. Sometimes
sign a waiver.
It's not about, no, the beef is excellent quality. Just I know sometimes when people order a burger, they get a little scared about being red. And like I said, with this beef, even if you cook it medium well, it will have some pink in it. Okay. The taste will be fine. When I order it, I eat it medium rare or rare. But just to some people, by the look, it scares some people away because it's so pink.
Okay, so you actually source your beef specifically from a certain farm. It's not like
a certain farm.
You don't just go to Loblaws and get a big benefit.
We call him directly. Right. We call the farmer himself directly, right. And we say we need this amount, and he.
That's encouraging. Encouraging. Yeah. Right.
So like we try to work with local products as much as possible.
Right.
Either British or local products. Mm-hmm. It's a good mix because it's a Scottish cow from a local
right.
farm.
Do you get it pre-ground or do you grind it here?
Pre-ground. He grinds it for us. Right.
Good.
We'll see what we can do about getting it
popped up. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not coming very close.
All right.
After you. Nope.
Ah. Ooh. I can smell onions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there's actually a full cast-type menu here.
Are we recording?
We're on.
We are on.
If I stick this in my pocket, is that gonna work?
Stick it in your pocket. Start talking, and I'll let you know.
Obviously the specialty here is burgers. That's the top item on the menu. We also have the Super Submarine sandwiches, which will be a submarine for our American and other foreign listeners. Sandwiches, salads. Special plate, which would be the classic and ever-present club sandwich. Poutine barbecue.
Yeah, you're doing fine.
All right.
Okay, so
we're here for the burgers, so we're going to go to the burgers.
And why don't you describe the menu?
Well, the burger menu, which is the only thing of interest, they have the special Tugani, which we Anglos translate as all dressed. Actually,
notice how they actually explain it.
Tugani is relish, mustard, onion, tomatoes, and lettuce. So the number one special is the special Tugani, so that's with all that stuff. You can also get it with piment, which I guess would be peppers. Is that that would be like the pickled hot peppers?
Hot
I
peppers,
assume?
Yep.
You can also get the special Tugani with cheese or with capicoli. The question is, can you get it with the whole shoot match? Special Tugani of piment, fromage, capicoli. There you go. So you can't get it with it. And you
but
can also get
number six. Remember,
number six is the entire supermarket piled on the burger. So it's the burger with relish, mustard, onion, tomatoes, lettuce, peppers, cheese, and capicoli. They also have a fish burger and a chicken burger. Oh, and you can also do extras. So so basically you can build your own combination, including they have pickles and bacon, and you get a double burger for $1.75 extra. Double the burger. So, Chris, what's it going to be?
Number six. And you're I'm probably going to go with number six and then reorder the second time as opposed to ordering twice at once. Then I'm not going to go for the fries in the can, nor am I going to go for the fries sauce in the can, nor the poutine in the can, nor the salad in the can. I'm just going to order my can on the side.
You are getting a can.
Yes,
I am. Why would you get a can? See, I'm going to get the fries on the side.
Because I'm thirsty.
So if we're being economical, what we would do is one of us would get... with the fries in the can, and then I would eat the fries and you would drink the can, and then you would pay for it and we'd all be really happy.
It just gets messy that way.
Yeah, that's true. So I assume they have, you can get the fries as a side. It's not actually listed, is it? There we go.
Small or large. They don't have a medium fries.
Small would be fine. I do have no desire for a can of gassy pop. I'm saving my liquid intake for the beer across the street. No, I'm really torn because part of me wants to get the signature, you know, burger with everything in the neighborhood. But part of me also is thinking, like, you know, keep it clean, just get it with cheese and maybe bacon. Oh, but pickles on a burger, you gotta have pickles. You know, maybe I'm gonna go overboard and I'm gonna get, like, everything in the neighborhood plus half the stuff from the next neighborhood.
Well, do you want to order multiple times or just once?
I'm gonna go for once because, you know.
Okay.
I'm assuming these are not Dick Ann burgers, that like one of these burgers is generally speaking, a meal.
So if you're going to order multiple burgers, then I'll order multiple burgers, too.
Oh, God. No, I'm going to order one burger, and if I'm still hungry, I'll order second burger.
Okay. That's what I was asking.
No.
You're going to have more than...
No. Okay. No, the thing is, I'm going to have one burger, but I'm going to have everything on Earth on it.
Okay. So you're going for number six as well.
Which makes no sense because I usually don't go for the sloppy burger. But what I'm thinking about adding is just pickles, maybe bacon, which are not sloppy things.
Oh, bacon and capicola.
Yeah, that would be kind of silly, wouldn't it? No. But I feel like I can't not have the one with capicola on it. Because even though it's a signature burger, but on the other hand, I have to be true to myself. And like, I don't understand what the hell capicola is doing on a burger. Give me a sandwich with capicola and I'm happy as can be. But no, this doesn't belong on a burger. Yeah. So I'm going to get the cheeseburger.
You're going to get the cheeseburger?
With pickles and...
Okay.
And should I get the bacon?
Go for it.
Oh, yeah. Bacon. Is she going to look at me askance if I ask her for a glass of water with it?
Nope.
No one askance.
Wait. You go first.
Pour moi le numéro 3 avec cornichon et bacon. Oui. Hey, avec un flic aussi, et un verre d'eau.
Pour moi, deux numéros 6 et un coke. Pepsi. Oh, pas de fetish.
Yeah, relish is sort of like that ketchup replacement.
See, in that, you don't, we know, but you don't like ketchup and you don't like relish?
No, they're way too sweet.
It's true, relish is pretty sweet. Although, a small amount of relish on the right burger can be a wonderful thing.
Not on the Delilah burger.
Well, I haven't had a Delilah burger, so I don't know. I find it works well on a burger that's been cooked like outdoors, like a barbecue in the backyard burger, where the outside is charred, maybe a little charred more than what you would get in a restaurant.
I know. Normally,
which is not to say overcooked.
No. Normally, I like charred on the outside.
Yeah.
But still relish, and it's also like mayonnaise.
But I find the char with the relish is a nice combination. But you're a fan of mayonnaise.
No, not
on a burger.
Not on the
on the fries.
No, theirs to me, a burger should not have anything sweet anywhere within 10 miles of it.
At least with regard to lack of mayonnaise on a burger, the Chris/Ed divide has a small bridge across it.
Thanks for listening to part 2 of episode number 5 of the Montreal Burger Report. Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Pan visit to Delilah Burger, also known as Shea Milosh. In next week's Burger Report, Blork and Zeke finally get around to eating the burgers, and then eating some more burgers, and then eating some more burgers, before they run out of cassettes to record the experience. So don't touch that screen, dial, mouse, or browser, and be sure to listen, download, or otherwise enjoy and consume part 3 of Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Pan visit to Delilah Burger, also known as Shea Milosh, next week. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was produced by Chris Zeekhand. If you have any comments, ideas, or suggestions, we can be reached by email at montrealburger@gmail.com or on the internet at montrealburger.wordpress.com. We'd graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Brad's Live in the Marquee for the music, and you for listening.